Ghana has dropped to 50 in global ranking as the most peaceful country in the world, 8 points from its previous 42nd position last year. Published by the Institute for Economy and Peace, the index tries to measure what it calls peacefulness, what might have contributed to this fall. A peace and conflict expert, Dr. Ken Ahosu, said the fall in ranking is not commendable and attributed it to irresponsible statements by some politicians. Meanwhile, an independent analyst and program officer at the Center for Democratic Governance, Paul Abrampamensah, has described as not surprising the fall of Ghana's ranking in the Global Peace Index for 2012. According to him, the incidents of conflict and violence are normally rife in election years. Speaking on Behind the News, Mr. Abrampamensah put the whole analysis in perspective.
Looking at the situation we have, we find ourselves now, and also in the election year, I don't think this is strange, because our reports from 2004 has indicated that in election year, especially in the period that the Electoral Commission rules out 8 public activities and political parties also join fold, we record increase of violence and conflict in the country. So given this report, I don't know which years it covered, but if it's this particular year, I don't see any strengthening in it.
So apart from being an election year, what other reasons account for Ghana being a less peaceful country?
Well, when we talk about theory of conflict and war or violence, it is one of the cardinal principles that comes up is that there are undertones, issues that have come up that have developed over the years that capitalize on public events such as election particularly to come up. So we might have chieftaincy conflicts that have been lying down. You might have tribal issues, you might have border issues, you might have constituency demarcation issues, you might have conflict between party, within party, among parties, you might have youth rows, you might have all these things. Just like demonstrations pick up in election year, these issues also pick up because people try to make their cases here so that they will have support of either the existing government or the opposition. So there's a direct correlation from all the research that we've done or all conflict monitoring reports that have come out, that there's a direct correlation between increases of conflict and the rule out of electoral commission.
In character and nature, why not let them send to court and be dealt with? It serves as a deterrent. But a lot of the cases that are sent to court, be it land issue, because not all the issues that are being raised are political in nature. There are land problems, land demarcation, problem with religious situations, chieftaincy, labor-related issues, and the like. These are the kind of things that are a lot more pronounced. It was until the biometric registration that was opened that some of the skirmishes we saw, you can attribute to politics in that direct situation. Those other things like some chiefs and their youth saying that they will not permit either political office holders to go to their constituency or they will not participate in the election. Those are things that are political in nature and cannot be said to be conflict per se. If we line them up in that kind of decision, we must place them in the compartment where they belong.
Labour consultant and conflict resolution expert Austin Gamme.